Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
He blesses everybody. You know, he rains on everybody. But his covenant folk, something peculiar about them. Something different about them. They're the chosen ones. And it's distinctly different. That's why there's covenant. It's like marriage. When you come into a marriage agreement or covenant, it's a covenant. You decide to forsake all others. You don't bring all others with you. Married with four girlfriends. Hold it. That ain't no covenant. Covenant is exclusive. God said, "I'll have no other God beside me." Right? That's important, and it takes commitment. It takes a dying to yourself. We know it's in the book that I wrote. It's some of that of what we went, Pastor and I went through, in God teaching us and establishing covenant, real covenant, laying down your life. But see, what you must understand, when you die to yourself, that's when you come alive. Everybody, see, if you don't see that, if you don't understand that, you're going to always be afraid to die to yourself. Amen. And your aspirations and your ambitions is going to be about you and your abilities, your gifts. But when you die to that, when you're willing to lay that aside and put your efforts into someone else's. Amen. He said, "He that seeks to save his life shall lose it. But he that loses his life for my sake, the same shall find it." But it's not going to be the same life. It's going to be a resurrected life. It's going to be a life full of his glory, full of his power, full of his grace, full of his favor. It's different. It's not, you're not limited to the humankind. It's an eternal life, an eternal seed. Amen. So you got to get past that. You got to get past fear. Fear of losing your life, right? When we can get past that, yes. It's like the seed goes into the ground and it's dark. Amen, it's dark. It's like, man, what, did I mess up? Did I make a mistake? I shouldn't have done this. Yeah, it's going to be dark for a while. Like, you hadn't been, you're not buried, you're planted. Yeah. Look at somebody tell me, "I'm not buried. I'm planted." In phases that you go through with the Lord in the approach to the realm of glory, there are phases where you are planted and it's dark, it's different, it's uncomfortable. There's times you don't even like yourself. It's times where you used to get breakthrough, now you don't seem to be getting breakthrough. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. It seems for a moment like you've regressed. Lord, something wrong here. Something ain't working. No. You just headed to another realm or another phase of the glory. That used to work has been shut down. And it's, you know, every level there's another devil. And you learn how to, you've already conquered it, but you start to recognize, wait a minute. Okay, I see how this rascal playing up here. I see the game he playing here. He wasn't playing that game back there. Now he's playing the game up here. So then you start to exercise your authority over that. But see, that gestation period or that conception period, that revelation has to become personal, a personal conviction. You got to stay with it. You can't say, "Well, I done miss God. I'm through with that. I ain't doing that anymore." That's why covenant is important. Without covenant, you get, hey, I'm through with that. Let me get over here. God didn't call me to that. Yes, he did. You just never cut covenant. You got to understand something about when God cuts covenant. The first covenant that we see, really, he cut it with Abraham.
That's right.
You got to understand this about God. What he did with Abram, he put a deep sleep on Abraham. And because God could only trust in himself, he cut the covenant.
Yes. Oh, yes.
He didn't require man. He put man to sleep.
Amen.
God cuts the covenant. It's immutable, unchangeable. We just submit to it. We yield to it. Tell somebody, he's working in me. It's not you trying to get better. You trying to, stop sinning.
Amen, amen, amen.
You can stop smoking and all that stuff, but how's your heart condition?
Amen.
You may have stopped cussing and lying.
Amen.
But what's your heart like? See, God has to do that work. If we do it, it's just an imperfect, half-baked work.
Yes.
Let somebody really press your last button. The old you will come right back out. Right? But when God does it, that man is buried. Buried means open. It ain't in you no more. Yeah, they said all that, but you don't cuss no more. They did all that, but you can't lie no more. That's the Lord, right? So there was conception. Then after the conception came the testing. You hear that? Think about TV when it sometime back in the day, the black and white TVs. Do you see all lines? They say, this is only a test. Take the picture of it. This is all the lines. This is only a test. Look at somebody, this is only a test. What are you all twisted out of shape for? Like it's the end of the world. It's all over. Tell somebody, it's only a test. With conception will come testing in opposition, measured by God. God. He don't let the devil, he don't just turn the devil loose on you.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's measured. Yeah, it's measured. It's phased.
Yes.
Like today, you can take more and overcome more than you could 5 years ago.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If what you are overcoming now, you dealt with 5, 10 years ago, you'd have been minced meat. But see, you've come through phases. Seasons don't change that, but there are four seasons. A season. Season is the summer season, but you've changed. So now that the summer season is here, you're different. So whatever comes in this season, it comes around, nothing new under the sun. But you're different. So when the devil brings some old tricks in that season, he bring them old tricks. You done changed. You used to trip me up with that. But it ain't tripping me now. I ain't even fazed by it. Right? So testing and opposition. His brothers rejected him. They threw him in the pit. Sold him into slavery. Every authentic dream will encounter opposition. Tell somebody, don't be scared. How can you ever have victory without opposition?
Amen.
You got the victory, it ain't had no battles. Child, I just woke up, ain't never had a fight. But you the champ. Testing and opposition, the dream will meet from time to time resistance. Then we have gestation. Now, after they sold him, and Elder and I have been really, he's been sharing with me some of what he's been reading in the book of Jasher. And we go back and forth. If you have that book, read it. Don't just... Apostle said you get the book, so you got it. And you haven't even looked at the table of contents yet. No, read it. It's fascinating. It's fascinating because the King James, you know, the Bible kind of compresses everything. But in a book like Jasher or other, I had another book I was going to bring this morning to show you something. But in that book, it shows you details of things that just some of the canonic scriptures don't show you. But he gets into, and Jasher's in there twice. You see it referenced twice. The book of Joshua, it talks about the book of Jasher, and in another one of the Old Covenant books. So it's viable. Understand, empire, when they started to handle or mishandle the word of God, they curated it. They didn't just interpret it. They curated it. They took stuff out on purpose. Stuff that would give or empower you as an individual.
Amen.
They wanted you to look at empire as having all the power. But God never gave empire the power. God never gave politics the power. He gave it to the individual. That's why I ask you all the time, do you know who you are? That's important. So this is so important. Because after they threw him in the pit, they sold him, and they sold him into Potiphar's house. Now, Potiphar's house was where gestation, I like the word gestation. Gestation means hidden development. I believe that's where many of us are right now. If I were to get the temperature in the room, God has hidden you. You know, you still go out, people still see you, still, you know, but you're hidden. It's like, don't nobody really understand. It's like God don't give you nobody to call on. You got friends, you know, and you can talk to people, but after you finish talking, still, you still carrying it. Ain't nothing changed. You know, you can get encouraged, you can hear the word, all that, but it's a gestation period where God has hidden you and he's doing something in you. And nobody else. Somebody say nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. You better get used to that. If God is going to use you, he's going to separate you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.